this drive. Number 66, Joseph Grattan, the offensive lineman, the senior, 6'1", 200 pounds, the guilty party on that offensive line for Marlette.
We're in the third quarter, minute 20 left. Marlette with the ball, and it's a McKinney keeper, and he has a little bit of room to run. He's to about the 20-yard line. On a second effort, gets pushed back to the 22. They're going to say forward progress had him stopped at the 21-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Regardless, it brings now third down, roughly 6 to go, maybe even 7 according to the spot. We're less than a minute to play in the third. Cole Dukoski with the tackle.
Again, that's Cole's 6th tackle on the game. Now under 1 minute to go in this third quarter. Marlette has 7 yards to go, like you said, Clark. Again, don't need them all on this play, but you want to at least get 4 or 5 to make fourth down manageable.
Harbor Beach fan base showing some life. And on the snap, we have a little bit of a confusion. Looks like there's a fumble. Flags are flying. Not quite sure, and they're going to say it's going to be a false start against Marlette, so this is going to push them back 5 more yards. This is the third false start of this drive alone, their third of the night. So instead of a 3rd and 7, it's now a 3rd and 12 from the 27.
That potentially could have been on the center, Clark, as that ball never left its spot. It almost looked like he took off, and the ball never moved from where it was on the ground. A very odd play there, but maybe bailed out by that penalty, because that easily could have been recovered by the Pirate defense.
Marlette, 3rd and 12. 20 seconds left in this third quarter. Pirates looking for a stop to continue that 7-0 lead entering the fourth. Two wide each way. McKinney in the shotgun, rolling to his right to pass. Lets this one fly into the end zone. He has a man wide open, and it's overthrown by about a foot. It hit the fingertips and incomplete to number 5, Hunter McGinnis. Incomplete brings up a 4th down, and he had no defender around him. And he still can't believe it.
Wow, a bit of a wheel route there. The slot receiver goes straight to the sideline and then goes right down the sideline to the end zone. The sideline receiver then goes on a post route, runs to the deep middle of the field. Both defenders collapse towards that post route. The quarterback staring that post route down, and in the meantime just throws it up with a ton of air time into the middle of the end zone. Just a bit overthrown, but no one near him. Number 5, Hunter McGinnis, had to leap out completely, leave his feet to try and catch the ball just out of his reach, and I think it even knocked the wind out of him, Clark.
As he's being helped off by the medical staff from Marlette here, as Marlette is facing now a 4th down, 12 yards to go at their own the Harbor Beach 27-yard line. They trail by 7 points, 7-0, with 7 seconds left in this third quarter.
Well, Marlette shows that they have some athletes on this team. They have a good quarterback with a good arm, and they have some plays that give them the opportunity to score, Clark. Good teams take advantage of those opportunities. Marlette right now not taking advantage of those plays, and they need these plays to happen if they want to make the playoffs.
4th down, 12 to go, 2 wide each way. McKinney in the shotgun has Stover to his right. Harbor Beach away in the fence, and here's the looking to pass to his left. It is caught at the 10-yard line, but they're going to say incomplete. Indeed it is. He dropped it. The pass was intended for Aaron Leffler. From our angle, looked like he caught it, but they say incomplete, and it was laying on the ground when that play was over. So we're a turnover downs. High reach with yet another defensive stop on the night. Gets the ball back to start the fourth quarter, leading 7-0 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an insurance agent like Elber Insurance Agency, who will protect you in that moment. Elber Insurance Agency, with offices in Port Hope and Harbor Beach.
And on to the final act. 12 minutes remain. Fourth quarter action. Harbor Beach with another defensive stop on the night. at their own 27-yard line. Gives the ball back, leading 7-0 over Marlette. Left to right across your radio.
The Harbys did a nice job forcing that stop, but Marlette did most of the damage to themselves. Multiple penalties, probably three of them, all of the false start version on that possession.
That's the fourth turnover downs for Marlette on the night. It's a handoff on first down for Harbor Beach right through the middle out to about the 30-yard line for a 3-yard gain. On the bottom of that pile, still trying to find him, is Hunter McGinnis was on the tackle. And Brandon Puff was
is
on
your
the
ball
carrier,
Clark.
It was a gain of 3 yards, 2nd and 7 from the 30.
Well, it's very clear Coach Shelke has called on the bullpen here. He's got the closer out there. He's going to run the wing tee here and try and milk as much clock as he can and run that time down so that way Marlette doesn't have more than one opportunity to get back into the end zone.
The handoff to James Shelke, and he dives forward to about the 34-yard line. Number 23, Ethan Stover, defensive back, makes the tackle. Shy of the first down by 2 yards. 3rd down to go from the 35-yard line. Harbor Beach left right across the radio on 3rd down.
Yeah, 2 yards, maybe even 3, Clark. Wing tee again coming up for Harbor Beach. They're going to continue to pound the rock right at the teeth of this Marlette defense to see if they can't force a punt. Or otherwise, Harbor Beach is going to continue to keep running the ball and draining that clock.
Kirsch under center, gets the snap, and hands it off to James Shelke, and has the first down across the 40-yard line and moving his feet all the way out to the 44-yard line. They needed 2, and he got 9, moved the chains for Harbor Beach. 10:37 left in the fourth. Brought down by Tyler Ladd.
I'm just going to say the tackler there, number 2, Tyler Ladd. But a nice run there by James Shelke. He gets through the hole very quickly and gets a nice gain on 3rd down, bringing a fresh set of downs now for the Pirates.
1st and 10 from the 44-yard line for Harbor Beach. They're satisfied with 4 or 5 yards in a cloud of dust. 10:25 remaining. Clock continues to come down here in the fourth. Leading 7-0 over Marlette on a drive, trying to milk as much as it's worth. Kirsch hands it off to his second option, Brandon Puff, and he's trying to fight for anything he's got. He's across the 45-yard line for about a yard. Brought down by Corbin Chisholm, the linebacker. Brings up 9 yards to go on a 2nd down from the Harbor Beach, actually 46-yard line, so we'll say a gain of a yard.
Marlette completely all in on that run, that dive right up the middle. Brandon Puff, the ball carrier, gets hit in the backfield. It's everything he can do to get back to the line of scrimmage, and actually they give him very nice forward progress for a full yard at least. Very surprising to me he even got that, so a heck of an individual effort by him just to get that yard.
Harbor Beach with 126 yards rushing on the night, 14 through the air. 2nd and 9, T formation. And a handoff to his 3rd option, which is Jacob Finkel. And he runs into the back of his blocker at the 49-yard line after a 3-yard gain. They say his knee went down when he did that. So now a 3rd down and 5 yards to go for the Pirates. 9:10 left in regulation.
That was a late whistle there. It looked like when he ran into his own blocker, he did get knocked down, but I thought he kept his hand on the ground to keep his balance and kept going. And 5 yards later down the field, they blow the whistle dead and rule him way back on their own side of the field, bringing up 3rd and 6. Close call there.
T formation, Kirsch under center, 3 men in the backfield. Hands it off, and they're trying to get as much as possible, and that's going to be maybe a yard. Marlette claims they came up with it at the end of the play, but he was down before that. So now a 4th down, 4 yards to go from right at midfield at the 50. Harbor Beach would like an insurance score here. They lead by 1 touchdown, 7-0, with a potentially potent Marlette offense awaiting the ball back as they send one man back. That's number 20. Waiting the punt from Brett Knox, and Jason Gaffke stands in his own 35-yard line to punt this one away.
Yeah, it didn't matter on that fumble there, Clark. The play blown dead well before that ball came loose. Gaffke now on the field to punt the ball away for Harbor Beach.
Good snap, and it's actually dropped. Gaffke has to get this one away. He does. It bounces at the 35-yard line. It takes a Harbor Beach bounce, and brought down at the 27. Gaffke was lucky to get that one away. He had three defenders all over him, still got it away, and was brought down in the effort.
Let's start it with this. It was a perfect snap.
Perfect snap.
It was a perfect snap. That ball would have hit him right under the